And welcome back to the Community Campfire. For this week's Campfire Musical Sesh, we have something a little different. Earlier last year, we had the Egyptian Youth Theater on with us, and we're happy to have them here again. I'm joined by Amy from the Egyptian Youth Theater, and we also have Izzy and Foster. Welcome to the program, guys.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Thanks so much.
So you guys are back here at the radio station, although a little slightly different cast than last time.
Yeah.
Amy, let's go over to you. Can you tell us what the show is that these guys are going to be performing?
Yeah, so this is Something Rotten Junior. It is the junior or shortened version of the musical Something Rotten, which was huge on Broadway a few years back, won a bunch of Tony Awards. It takes place in Elizabethan England during Shakespeare's time, and it follows specifically two playwright brothers who are trying to make a name for themselves despite the fact that Shakespeare has sort of overtaken the theater scene in London and seems to be getting all of the audience and the attention. And so one of the brothers, Nick, in a desperate effort to try to make their work stand out against Shakespeare's, enlists the help of Nancy Nostradamus, who is said to be Nostradamus's niece, and asks her to help tell the future and look into the future and see what the next big thing in theater is going to be. And Nancy Nostradamus looks into the future and she determines that the next big thing is going to be musical theater. And so in order for them to stand out and compete against Shakespeare, who is the rock star of London, they decide to invent the genre of musical theater, much to the chagrin of a lot of the people around them.
Interesting. So a little bit of a reinvention here.
Indeed, yes.
Well, to get out of Shakespeare's shadow, they gotta be big, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Izzy, who do you play in this play here?
Okay, so I play Portia, and she's a Puritan, and the Puritans are really like, they're really like, know this, know that. They're very strict.
Okay.
But she actually loves literature and music, but she doesn't tell.
Yeah, I got to keep that close to the chest, right?
Yeah. But she tells Nigel, which is Foster.
Okay, well, that's a perfect transition. Foster, you're Nigel, right?
Yeah, Nigel Bottom.
Okay.
So I am brother of Nick Bottom, and I kind of just react to whatever's around me. I'm a people pleaser, and I try not to make anyone upset or anyone get hurt. And so I'm just trying to keep that theme throughout the entirety of the musical.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a poet, and that captivates my character. And that takes us to the song.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's give the people a little taste of what kind of songs you guys are going to be performing on stage. Can you tell us what the first song is that you're going to play for us here live at the KPCW studios?
Yeah, of course. We are singing I Love the Way. It's a duet.
Okay, I Love the Way. Can you tell us a little bit of the context of this song?
So Nigel and Portia had just met in previous scenes, and they find out that they're very similar. They both love literature and Shakespeare, and they're singing about how much they love poetry, and they kind of fall in love. And they're really shy and awkward, but me and Foster love playing these parts, and even though they're awkward, they've got a lot of personality, and it's just a really fun role to play, and it's a fun song to sing, so.
Okay. The song also, I think one of the cool things about this duet is that, like Izzy said, Portia is enjoying poetry and literature and all of these sort of worldly things that she's not supposed to. She's enjoying them in secret away from the knowledge of like her father and her community. And Nigel is in a bit of a similar position, interestingly, not that he is a Puritan, but his brother, Nick, being that they are sort of trying to compete against Shakespeare, Nick is very anti-Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nigel has to sort of keep the cards close to his chest that he actually loves Shakespeare. And it's a little bit of a secret. So there is a little bit of he's kind of being underground, undercover about his love for Shakespeare. And so that's one of the reasons I think they fall in love so fast in this song is because they connect on this this feeling of forbidden love for each other, but also for Shakespeare.
And they keep saying that they're star-crossed lovers, which is really funny.
And they're like, that couldn't possibly end badly.
No. All right, well, we're excited to hear it. Guys, take it away.
I love Sydney and Marlowe, and often I borrow their words to express how I feel. I love poems of mystery, fantasy, history. Oh, what a pleasing appeal. Oh, every time I hear a perfect rhyme, I get all tingly, because I know that to find a perfect rhyme is not an easy thingly. Places that words let me go. I love the way that your words move me so. No words have touched me the way that yours do. And I love you. Are really doing something to me, Mr. Poetry Man. Forgive me. I'm usually not able to discuss poetry this way.
It's okay. I never knew poetry could affect someone the way it affects me.
Me neither.
I love the places that words let me go. I love the way that your words move me so. I love that you feel the same way I do. And I love, you know that I love, you know that I love.
Me too.
Wow, that was poetic, guys. Thank you for that. So was that your favorite moment of the show, or are there other moments in the show that you're looking forward to performing?
I mean, I love the whole show and I love being as a cast, but that's gotta be one of my favorites.
Yeah, well, how about you, Foster?
Yeah, it's there's so many good scenes, just all the reason to see Something Rotten Jr. when it opens. I love this show so very much, but I do love this scene as well.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, we are sitting down with some folks from the Egyptian Youth Theater. They're going to be performing Something Rotten Jr. this weekend. So if you're looking for something to do, something great to go out and experience. Amy, can you tell me a little bit about training and, you know, kind of mentoring the Egyptian Youth Theater and how you've seen them grow over the rehearsal stages and now to opening night?
Absolutely, yeah. So I am the music director for the show. Our director, Phil Shepherd, is off doing other youth theater things right now. So I am representing in his place. But I have been working with these kids from the beginning of the process. My role is at the beginning of the process, mainly to teach the music. That's the majority of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Any musical has, you know, a lot of music to tackle. Even in the junior version where there's fewer songs, it is still quite a lot of music that these kids not only have to learn, but we also have to learn harmonies in certain places, which can be challenging depending on like how your ear works. And if you're, you know, some people are better suited to kind of naturally hearing harmonies than others. And so we spend a lot of time in rehearsal finding those notes and getting those sounds to happen, which is really exciting. And then they also have to go off and memorize all the songs. I always feel like I have the easy job in comparison, because once I'm done teaching the songs and I'm like, all right, you guys do the rest of the work. Have fun. And I do stay through the rest of the rehearsals to give them adjustments and give them notes when things are going awry. But it's been very, very cool. And it's every show that I music direct, it's always cool to see the amount of progress that they can make just in the matter of weeks, mm-hmm. where we're coming from absolute zero, where most of these kids don't know any of these songs. We're learning completely from scratch, most of us. And to go from that place of we don't know anything to a couple weeks later having, you know, 6 or 7 completely new songs under your belt and sounding really good and sounding really polished and having these beautiful moments of harmony, it always feels a little bit like magic, even though there's so much work behind it. And we feel that, we know that.
Yeah.
But even with that knowledge, it still feels a little bit magic to see kids take that music and bring it to life on stage. And then seeing all the pieces come together where I'm seeing the songs that I taught paired with the choreography, paired with the blocking and the staging, and having all of those puzzle pieces of the show come together to make one beautiful result. And I've, you know, no matter how many shows I do, I never get tired of seeing that that process happen and all of that work come to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. How big is the cast for this show? I know we're sitting down here with Izzy and Foster, but how many people in total are for this production?
I mean,
15.
15, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 15 in the cast.
All right, 15.
Oh, and by the way, if you couldn't tell, Amy's very good at what she does.
Thanks, Izzy.
In harmony with everything, yes. Well, if you could switch roles with anybody in the show, who would you switch roles with and why? I'm curious. Just a little fun thing here.
I mean, I love my part, and I wouldn't switch her for anything. But if I had to, I mean, I might explore a couple characters. I think Shakespeare sounds kind of fun because he's a silly guy. I don't know. I just feel like he'd be fun to try. Yeah. You know?
In the context of this show, Shakespeare is absolutely, like, portrayed as a... almost Elvis-style rock star.
He's very full of himself.
He's very full of himself. Every time he's on stage, he's just like, "I'm Shakespeare. Everybody loves me."
Yeah.
Like it's a very comedic character for sure.
That's fun. How about you, Foster? What do you think?
I think also William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Just being
a popular one.
Yeah, yeah. Being egotistical on stage sounds awesome, and I would love to do it one day. So yeah.
All right. Well,
Nancy sounds cool too.
Mm.
Can you tell me who Nancy is?
Yeah, Nancy's actually played by my sister.
Oh, that's fine.
Nancy Nostradamus.
She's just very silly. She's just very out there. And she's the one that comes up with the musical. She's very random. She's kind of just the comedy of the show. And my sister Ava, she plays it really well. I can't wait for you guys to go see it.
Well, that's a perfect transition for my last question here. I'm going to put you guys on the spot a little bit. Why should people come out and see your show tonight? Give them a little pitch.
Oh, okay. Of course, yeah. Let me just say, this cast is amazing. I've had such an amazing time with everyone in the cast. It's like, since I got here, it's like I've gotten along with everybody, and everybody's so nice and welcoming, and I haven't had a cast like this before, so it's just so refreshing, and it's like, you should support these guys because, you know, they're really good people. Yeah.
What do you think, Foster? Any notes?
Yeah. I think you should come see Something Rotten Jr. because, one, it's the funniest musical in about 400 years. And two, you get to see this amazing cast perform their music, and it'll be a great experience.
Okay, awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for sitting down with us for a little bit today.
Of course.
Excited for your show tonight. What are you going to do for your last song here to wrap up the show today?
I think we're going to be doing To Thine Own Self, which is a song where Nick and Nigel Bottom kind of get into a fight, and Nigel wants to show Nick what he has written, but Nick kind of disapproves of that.
Okay, a little bit of controversy at the end of the show today.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
Sure as the day follows the night, sure as the sky turns to blue, this much I know, this much is true, above all else in whatever you do, to thine own self be true.